Mr. President, having heard the horrible news of a brutal assassination of former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, extended his deepest condolences to the family of Mr. Abe and the people of Japan at this difficult time, saying that this heinous act of violence has no excuse. We also thank Switzerland and Costa Rica for presenting draft L16 as orally revised. We wish also to make a general comment on Russia's amendment, L58, the substance of which has a direct relation to the ongoing events in my country. Starting in February, as soon as the first Russian invaders entered Ukraine territory, millions of our citizens took to the streets to express their protest against this blatant violation of sovereignty and occupation of our country. The footage of them trying to stop the Russian tanks with bare hands has spread around the world as a wave of protests continued for weeks, starting with large cities and spreading to smaller towns and villages. The response by the Russian occupation forces was drastic and included dispersing, persecuting, and killing the protesters. Today, hundreds of them are being held in the torture chambers. Any possibility of protest is violently suppressed, including in the temporarily occupied Crimea, where Russia imposes its dictatorial national legislation in a blatant violation of international law and human rights. We welcome the fact that the defeat of Ukrainians on the occupied territories, who came out unarmed against Russian tanks and machine guns, was prominently mentioned in the report of the Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Assembly and Association, which was mandated by the previous version of this resolution and presented for this session. As it is stated in the report, the occupying forces must respect international human rights law, and we welcome the inclusion of a new provision in L16 that echoes the important principle of mutual reinforcement of international humanitarian law and human rights law in the situation of conflict and occupation. It is no wonder that the Russian Federation is now undertaking an attempt to distort the essence of this provision by tabling an amendment L58, which removes any reference to international human rights law and its unceasing significance in conflict and occupation context. These amendments follow the pattern of other amendments put forward by Russia in relation to the draft that aim to enable unlawful suppression of the peaceful protest and to supplement the text with the elements incompatible with international human rights law. For these reasons, our delegation rejects the amendment L58 and calls on other members of the Council to join us in voting against it. I thank you.